This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in the Daf HaShavua Iyun Sugya. Today we have somewhat of an out-of-the-box topic. If we have time, we're going to see a second subject as well. Firstly, we mentioned yesterday in the Chazara, the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Chesem Abayz tells us a story that Rav Chanina Bar Papi and Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafka were sitting on the porch of Rav Yitzchak Nafka. So we had a kasha, why do we need to know that they were sitting on the porch? Who cares where they were sitting? So we had a big chiddush yesterday. The Gemara is teaching you, what are porches for? You know, you might think porches are for barbecuing or for hammock. No, porches are for learning. So that's stam a good chiddush from Yevamos Mem Chesem Beis. But then the Gemara brought an interesting sugya. We learned in a brisa, Rab Chananya, the son of Rab Gamliel, says, why are Geirim Bizman Hazeh afflicted? So Gemara says, because they were not Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. To which Rab Yossi says, what do you mean they weren't Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach? Gershon Esgayer Kekaton Shinoi Ladami. That they may not have fulfilled the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, but once they convert, they're like a newborn creation. And the same way they could marry their sister, or they could marry a relative because they're not related, they're also not responsible for a previous activity. So the Gemara brings another pshat, l'fi she'enem b'kiyam b'dikduke mitzvahs ki Yisrael, because they're not knowledgeable about the particulars of various mitzvahs. So, my question is, what does Rab Chananya, the son of Gamliel, hold? L'chayra, he agrees there's a concept of Gershon Esgayer Kekatan Shinoi Ladami. So why would he say that Goyim are responsible for not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach? Well, maybe they would have been punished when they were Goyim, but now they're Jews and now they're not responsible anymore because that was a previous existence. In other words, does Rabbi Chananya disagree with the concept of Gershon Esgayer Kekatan Shinoi Ladami? L'chayra, that's a concept that everybody holds. Like, everyone agrees when a brother and sister convert, midaraisa, they can marry each other. So why would he say that they're responsible for their previous activities? So this is a question I had many years ago, and I want to suggest the following approach, and you'll tell me what you think. It's based on something I once saw in the Kli Chemda. I saw it many years ago. Let's see if I could bring it up over here. No, it didn't send. Oh, let's see if I could bring it up here. Okay, it just went. Here it is. Okay. Could you see? So this comes from the Sefer Kli Chemda of Rav Meir Don Palatsky, who was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. And he's referring to a certain comment of the Shev Shmaitza. The Shev Shmaitza in his Akdama learns that when the Jewish people stood on Har Sinai, they had a din of Gerim, and Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shinoi Ladami, and therefore they were allowed to stay married to their relatives. Because we know that many Jews were married to relatives before the Torah was given. And after the Torah was given, only Moshe Rabbeinu had to separate from his spouse, but not the other Jews. On the other hand, Chazal do say that after Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were boichel l'mishpachosav, they were crying over their families, which seems to mean that they did have to separate from their spouses. And the Shev Shmaitza discusses, well, why did they have to separate from their spouse? Gershon es gayer kekatan shinoi ladami. So they should be allowed. In other words, let's say Amram. Did Amram have to separate from Yocheved? He was married to his aunt. Or do we say, look, Gershon es gayer kekatan shinoi ladami? So Chazal seemed to indicate that Klal Yisrael, in fact, did have to separate because they were a boichel l'mishpachosav. So the bottom line is the Shev Shmaitza learns that the Divrei Hagoyin Baal Shev Shmaitza hold the Asal Yadon. Once we came to a name of Behumil, so let's say something about it. V'noimar, Dema de Pasha Leila Hagoyin Zal, De Inami de Yisrael, V'matan Tari Lem Din Ger, Shinazka Gonshin Dami, Like Kaimu, L'Rei Shlokish, Mitzvah Pru Uravu, B'vneim Shalem Koide Matan Taira, Hayutzrichim L'Kaim Mechadash Mitzvah Pru Uravu. You ready for this chiddush? We're gonna have to learn another Gemara Nivamis, but there's a Shaila Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Let's say a guy and his wife, Jim and Jane, were married and they had 22 children, and then they decide to convert. So, do they have to have more children, right? Or do we say they're already Mekai in the Mitzvah of Pruravu? So Rabbi Yochanan says they had children, so they were Yoitz of the Mitzvah. Rish Lakish says no, they Gershon is Gayer, Kakatan Shinoi Ladami. They were not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, what we would like to do is, why would Rabbi Yochanan say that they were Mekayim the Mitzvah, but those children are not attributed to them? The Shita of Rabbi Yochanan may help us understand the Shita of Rabbi Hananya, the son of Ram Gamliel. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, if Goyim have children, they don't have to have more children when they convert, because we don't apply the rule of Gershon is Gayer, Kekatan Shnola Dami. So the Shev Shmaitza says that when the Jews were Mekabel the Torah, they were required to have more children because whatever children they had before were children they had as Goyim, and now they're Jews, so they have to have more children. Says, the Klichemdo Alanias Daiti Nira Pashot, it would seem to be very simple, that Afilu Reish Lakish Moide, that Klal Yisrael were Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pru Revu with the children they had before Matan Torah, even though Reish Lakish holds that Goyim, when they convert, they have to have more children. Says the Klichemda, let's learn a sugya on Yevamos Daf Samach Beis. V'naktim Levar Divrei HaGemara Yevamos, let us proceed by introducing the Gemara Yevamos, the Isa Hasam we find over there. Itmar, Hoyu Loi Bonim B'yoysay Akum, if someone had children when they were Goyim, Vinis Gayer, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kiyem Puravu. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Mekayim Puravu. Reish Lakish Amar Loi Kiyem Puravu. Reish Lakish says, you're not Mekayim Puravu. Why? Gershin is Gayer Kekatan Shinoi Ladami. That's one Machlaikis. And then says, Gemara V'ozi L'tamayu. They go according to their reason. The Idmar, because we learned, Hayu Loi Banam B'yosei Akam. Let's say you had kids when you were a Goy, Vinis Gayer. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein Loi B'char L'nachala. In other words, if you had children when you were a guy and then you have another child, that child is not a bechar. The havala, you already had children. Reish Lakish Amar Yesh Loi Bechar. Gershin is Gagon. There's no Shana Adami. You didn't have children before. And says the Gemara, why do I need both statements of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? In other words, they both seem to be saying the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't subscribe to Gershin is Gagon Kakat and Shana Adami. And Reish Lakish does. It's Richa, I need both of them. Because if it would just say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Pru Revu, Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan says you get the Mitzvah, Mishum Deme'ikara Nami B'nei Pru Revu Nenu. Because in the beginning, even as a Goy, Goyim are also included in the Mitzvah of Pru Revu. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that whatever children you had as Goyim count for the mitzvah Puravu, because as a Goy, Goyim also have the mitzvah Puravu, which by the way we're going to have to ask, because Goyim do not have the mitzvah Puravu. You know that? There's no mitzvah Puravu on Goyim. We'll have to address that, because Hashem did tell Adam HaRishon, Va'atem Puravu, and Adam HaRishon was not Jewish. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that any mitzvah that was told to Bnei Noach and then repeated to Klal Yisrael is only to Klal Yisrael, and not to the Bnei Noach. So the Gemara V'i in Mar Bahan, if it would just say the second Machlokes, Bahaka Amar Reish Lakish. Then Reish Lakish says there's no din of Bechor when it comes to Goyim, but when it comes to children, maybe Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. That's why I need both Machlokes in. Now, what does it mean Goyim are Bnei? Now, we see two important things. One of them is most critical. The Gemara says that because Goyim have the mitzvah of Pru Revu, so when they convert, perhaps we don't say Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shinoi Dami. What do we see from here? Because Gershon is Gayer Kekatan Shinoi Dami is not an across-the-board idea. It's if regarding this detail you're a new creation, so for that detail you're a new creation. But if regarding, my volume is off. You can't hear me? You hear it? Yeah? Oh, I don't hear you. Somebody want to say something?
I want to say that don't always have the obligation to in a mitzvah to populate the world. It's that you learn it from a different the Torah.
Right. So yeah, the Mishnah says in Gittin that all of mankind has a mitzvah of lo soyhu bara l'shavas yitzara, but that's not the mitzvah of puravu. So in other words, all of man has the mitzvah to populate, lo soyhu bara applies to women also, but women don't have a mitzvah puravu. Only men have a mitzvah puravu. The Meshech Chachma says because puravu hurts. It's a very painful mitzvah. So God doesn't give a mitzvah that hurts. So man has a mitzvah puravu. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. So technically, the man has to get married. Chayiv ish li nasa isha. The man has to marry the woman. The woman doesn't have the mitzvah to get married. She has a mitzvah of l'sheves. She doesn't have a mitzvah puravu. Okay. So the question is, what does the Gemara mean that? Okay. So the point I'm trying to bring out is that Gerishin has got gotten shnal dummies, not across the board. Oh, you became Jewish, so now everything in your previous existence doesn't count. No, only regarding the things that you're now a new person, are you a new person. So regarding any mitzvah that you now have, that you didn't have before, you're a new being. But regarding those mitzvahs that you had before, we don't say Gershon Eskar Kekaten Shnal Dami. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that the children you had as Goyim count for when you're Jewish because Goyim have the mitzvah Puravu. So what does it mean Goyim have the mitzvah Puravu? Rashi says, Dechsiv Ayoymer Lohem Elohim Puravu. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Says Gemara, v'tzarch lahavin, we have to understand, kavanas Rashi b'zeh, ha-pru-ravu ha-venemra, v'loi nishnis. What do you mean? Pru-ravu was said to B'nai Noach. Okay, I didn't say the rule correctly. It was said to B'nai Noach. It was not repeated to Klal Yisrael. So the rule in Sanhedrin is, any mitzvah given to B'nai Noach and not repeated to the Jewish people only applies to the Jewish people, does not apply to the B'nai Noach. But Hare Nemra, it was said to B'nai Noach, V'loi Nishnas, Uli Yisrael Nemra, V'loi L'Bnei Noach, therefore it's only said to Jews. V'mkein Mabekach, who cares? The truth is, before the Torah was given, Goyim were Mitzuvah Puravu. But once the Torah is given, only Jews have Puravu, Goyim don't. Uvetoises, the Ramaster, V'lchir Amar, Kayim Puravu, Kosu, Zeloshon, Afagav Delinian, Kamad Varam, Amin, Gerishin, Zer, Kotin, Shinola Dome, even though regarding many things, we do say, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree to the rule. Rabbi Yochanan does not dispute the rule of Gershon Eskar Kekatan Shal Adami. Mikamaka Mistabra L'Rabbi Yochanan Hachatz Mistaber, according to Rabbi Yochanan, since as a guy they were Mekayim, Dezaroi Meyuchas Achrav Ba'isa Shah, Mifti Nami Kishin Eskayer. Tosfos says, since as a guy they were Mekayim, even though now those children are not meyuchas after them, you're pater from the mitzvah of puravu. So the Kli Chemda says, what's he talking about? How could you say they're mekayim puravu? They're not commanded as a ben noyach. So how could they be exempt from the mitzvah of puravu if they never had that mitzvah as a guy? So the Kli Chemda says, you have to say, since they were B'nai Puravu, now when were they B'nai Puravu? 3,400 years ago before the Torah was given. Dahainu Koydim Atan Torah. Haya HaMitzvah Aleim. True, afterwards the mitzvah was taken away and given to a Jew. That's only the Chiyuv was taken away. But a guy who has children is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puravu, the same way a woman is Mekayim, a Lulav and Esrog, even though she's not Mechayiv to. So Kli Chemda says a very interesting chiddush, that even though we say that any mitzvah said to Goyim, not repeated to the Jewish people, applies only to the Jewish people, not to Goyim, that is the chiyuv applies to the Jewish people and not to Goyim. But the mitzvah applies to goyim as well. And if they're mekayim it, they're mekayim a mitzvah. So, avol mikamakam nishru ba'oisa mitzvah b'taras rishus, they're allowed to do that mitzvah as discretionary. And if they're mekayim that mitzvah, it's considered like they're performing a mitzvah, like women. According to the opinions, a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are mekayim as rishus. So, kiyoytze boi kasavnu le'el. Like, by the way, the Kli Chemda says the same chiddush by yibum to relatives. Right, we know the Ramban in Chumash says there's a concept that you could do yibum not to eishasach, to chveis, a niece is yibum. What is that? It's not a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah which is rishus. Therefore, says the Kli Chemda, even today, even though they're not chayiv in the mitzvah puruvu, they're mekayim the mitzvah. Ah, this is what Tosfos means, that even though regarding many things, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, Gershon Iskai could count on Shinola Dami, but regarding Puravu, it's Mistaber that Rabbi Yochanan would not hold of Gershon Iskai could count on Shinola Dami. In other words, we had a kasha. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that you're Mekai in the midst of a Puravu, but a go, why don't we say Gershon Iskai could count on Shinola Dami, and therefore the children you had as goyim, and that should not allow you to continue to fulfill the mitzvah as a Jew. So what Rabbi Yochanan seems to hold is that since as a goy, you didn't have the chi of a puravu, but you had the mitzvah of puravu, therefore in the realm of puravu, we do not apply gershon eskai or kakatan shenoy lami, because you didn't make a major change in the realm of puravu. That was something you're always chayiv in. Kivan de koydem giyores hayom akai mitzvazuvim kein lo yamrinu bezeh gershon eskai or kakatan shenoy lami. By the way, vahasvara bezeh apimasha kasav be. Tshuvas Chavos Ya'er. Now this is the nugget that I want to pull out from here. The Svara is based on what's found in the Tshuvas Chavos Ya'er. Levarer, the Inyan Zeh, this Inyan, the Gershon, Iskar, Kakotan, Shinalet, Talia Ba'oisan Inyonim, Shenishtanu Mimasha Hoy B'giyusan, is only regarding those things that things changed from when you're a guy. The Ba'oisan Inyonim, Shalai Nishtanu, regarding those things that didn't change, Loy Omar Gershon Iskayer Kakatan Shinodomi. We don't say Gershon Iskayer. So this is what Tosfos means. Mayata Zeh Kavanasa Tosfos regarding Puravu. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not considered Ishtani, because even before they were Nichlal in the mitzvah Puravu, not as a chiyuv but as a mitzvah. V'achin Loy Amrinu Bezeh Gershon Iskayer, and therefore you're Mekayim Puravu. And what does Rish Lakish hold? Rish Lakish would say that even though goyim have the mitzvah, but they don't have the chiyuv, so there was a major change in the realm of puravu, and therefore we say gershon eskai kakatan shenol damayata noimar, that the reasoning of Rish Lakish, who holds that even regarding puravu we say gershon eskai kakatan shenol damahani mishal Rish Lakish svirle, that even if you're going to say that a ben noyach has rishus to be mekayim puravu when you're a ger and he gets char as if you're mitzvah ma'isa, since now you have a chiyuv, that's a shinoi, and since it's a shinoi, therefore we say gershon eskai kakatan shenol adami. And but okay, fine. Now, based on that, the Kli Chemda wants to argue on the Shev Shmaitza. Shev Shmaitza wanted to say that whatever children the Jewish people had before the Torah was given don't count according to Reish Lakish after the Torah was given, because the Jewish people converted. That's only if you go from a goy to a Jew, because you're going from discretionary mitzvah to obligatory mitzvah. But the Jews, before the Torah was given, had a chiyuv in Puravu. And after the Torah was given, they also have a chiyuv. So there's no change in the realm of Puravu from before the Torah was given to after. And therefore, even Reish Lakish would agree that the kids the Jews had before the Torah was given count for them for after the Torah was given. This only applies to a ger that converts after the Torah was given, because you're going from discretionary to obligatory. Regarding this mitzvah, pruvu moide reish lakish reish lakish is moide doloi havik kakatan shenoylad. Why kiven doloi yishtani bazeh? Because they never changed. Vim kain, even if you're going to say that a Jew by matan Torah have a din of gerim, but regarding pru or avu, nothing ever changed because they were always chayev. Now, let us, based on this kli chemda, try to explain this machloikis in our Gemara and Yevamos. Why does Rav Chananya ben Hashem Gamliel hold that a goy is responsible for a failure to mekayim the mitzvah of the Sheva mitzvah is b'nei noyach, and they're liable even when they're a Jew? And I think it's pretty clear now that Rabbi Chananya ben Hashem Gamliel, would he say, well, I don't hold of Gershon as Garek HaKatan Shanah? I mean, no, we can't say that, right? Because Tosfos says on Samach Beis that L'chaira, everybody holds of Gershon as Garek HaKatan Shanah L'Adami. But I think the pshat is, regarding the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, did anything change in the life of this individual? In other words, we just learned the chiddush from the Kli Chemda that Gershon is Gaya Kodesh and Adami is not an all across the board Svara. It's only if regarding this detail you have a change, so then we could say you're a new being regarding this detail. But when somebody becomes a Jew, are there major changes in the realm of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach? Not really. You weren't allowed to kill before, you're not allowed to kill now. You weren't allowed to swear falsely before, you're not allowed to swear falsely now. You weren't allowed to murder before, you're not allowed to murder now. So there's no real change in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Hashem Gamliel, he could say, why do Gerim have a hard life? Because they didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. What do you mean, Gershon is Gayer? Yeah, but that Gershon is Gayer only applies regarding in Yonei Arayos, where these were not Arayos before as a guy, and now they are. So in that realm, there's a new change. But in the realm of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, there is no new change. And what would Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi says, you're not responsible for failure to be Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, because Gershon is Gayer. Maybe Rabbi Yossi says, there is a big change in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Namely, beforehand, if you didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, you were Chayiv Misa. And now you're not. Elamai, you'll say, but for some of them you are Chayiv Misa. Yeah, but you didn't need witnesses, and you didn't need a warning, right? For the Sheva, when a goy violates the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, it's much easier to hold them liable to a death penalty than for a Jew. So maybe Rabbi Yossi would say there is a categorical difference even in the realm of observance of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach from being a guy to being a Jew. That's perhaps an approach to explain the Machlokes, Rabbi Chananya, Ben Hashem Gamliel, and Rabbi Yossi.
Why did it say like a fact that they did not keep the Noahite? Why it seems to be like it's like for sure they didn't keep it. Maybe they did keep it. It seems to be like they're for sure they did not keep it.
Mm-hmm. Good question. Perhaps because the Rambam says that if a guy keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs, but he keeps it because he thinks it's just and right, he's still Chayiv Misa. He's not considered observing the Sheva Mitzvahs. You know, you have to keep it because God, 1 second, right. In other words, you have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs because Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the Sheva Mitzvahs on Har Sinai. So maybe, what's the likely, you know, we could assume that a goy, but you're saying maybe not, maybe you have real Noahides, you know, you have, you do have Noahides that keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, or back in the day you had. Okay, it's a good point to think of. To think about.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.